NFL Roundup, Week 2. I'm Dave Ferry. The Saints demonstrated that their 47-point performance in Week 1 was no fluke as they clobbered a playoff contender. Bob Stevens saw New Orleans' latest blowout win.
Alvin Kamara scored 4 touchdowns. The New Orleans Saints put an end to the Dallas 16-game home regular season winning streak with a 44-19 rout of the Cowboys. Kamara says the offense is very efficient through the first 2 games, having scored 91 points.
We were able to go out there and execute, limit the self-inflicted wounds. Have explosive plays. Like, man, it's like the sky's the limit.
Derek Carr threw for 243 yards and 2 touchdowns, ran for another score. One of his touchdown passes, 70 yards to Rashid Shaheed. Dak Prescott threw for 293 yards and a touchdown, but had 2 passes picked off.
Sam Darnold threw for 268 yards and 2 touchdowns in the Vikings' 23-17 victory over the 1-1 49ers. Darnold was 17 of 26 and leading 2-0 Minnesota to its second straight win as the quarterback. He hit Justin Jefferson for a 97-yard TD in the second quarter.
Just trusting Jets, man, to obviously beat his man, but also beat the safety. Just tried to put it out there for him, and obviously he got it and did the rest.
Jefferson had 133 yards on 4 receptions before sitting out most of the second half with a quad injury. The Chiefs won a tight one at home, as Greg Eklund reports.
Kansas City Chiefs place kicker Harrison Butker booted a 51-yard field goal as time ran out in their 26-25 win over the Cincinnati Bengals in each of the last 4 games when quarterbacks Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes face each other. The game has been decided by no more than 3 points. 2 seasons ago, Butker's field goal sent the Chiefs to the Super Bowl.
This game reminded me of the 2022 AFC Championship game. I think it was a 48-yarder right hash kick to win the game as well.
A critical penalty against the Bengals set up Kansas City's game-winning kick. On 4th and 16, the Chiefs were down to their last chance when the Bengals were whistled for a defensive pass interference.
The Raiders rallied from 10 points down over the final 12 minutes to earn a 26-23 triumph over the Ravens in Baltimore. Daniel Carlson drilled a tie-breaking 38-yard field goal with 27 seconds remaining. It came after Gardner Minshew found Davante Adams for a 1-yard TD with 3:54 left. Minshew was 30 of 38 for 276 yards, shaking off 5 sacks and an interception for the 1-1 Raiders.
I look forward to continue to build on that momentum. I think everybody feels pretty great about it. There's a ton of tape to clean up, and we're going to do that. But I think everybody feels and believes what we can be as an offense.
Baltimore is 0-2 for the first time in 9 years. The Jets bounced back from Monday's loss to the Niners. Jeremy K. Gover tells us how.
Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets won their first game of the season, beating the Tennessee Titans 24-17. Rodgers went 18 of 30 for 176 yards and 2 touchdowns, while rookie running back Braylon Allen was everywhere. His 14 carries and 62 yards led the team on the ground, while he also hauled in 7 balls for 52 yards and a touchdown through the air. Rodgers is a veteran in this league and knows that even a Week 2 victory can be huge come December.
Good to get a win. These are kind of the games you look back on late in the season and you're thankful that you won these, because if we want to be a great team, we got to win in these type of environments against teams like that.
Austin Seibert set a Washington team record with 7 field goals in a 21-18 downing of the Giants. Jaden Daniels engineered a 65-yard drive that ended with Seibert's 30-yard kick as time expired. Seibert was 7 for 7 after he replaced Cade York, who missed 2 field goals in Week 1.
I guess that's a great way to kind of welcome myself to the team and, you know, win a football game, so I'm happy with it.
Daniels was 23 of 29 for 226 yards in his first NFL victory.
I feel blessed. Can't really complain. It wasn't the prettiest game, but, you know, win is a win.
Brian Robinson Jr. had 133 yards rushing for Washington. The Packers were winners with a backup quarterback, as Chuck Freeman explains.
Bolstered by a strong running game behind him, quarterback Malik Willis helped guide the Packers to a 16-10 win over the Colts. Willis, picked up 3 weeks ago in a trade with the Titans, started in place of the injured starter Jordan Love. He was an efficient 12 of 14 passing, guiding the team to the finish line for the win, says Coach Matt LaFleur.
For him to be able to go out there and do what he did today, I think that speaks volumes of who he is as a person and the work that he's put in. Just super proud of him.
Elsewhere in the NFL on Sunday, Jason Myers hit a tying field goal in the final minute of regulation, then added one in OT to end the Seahawks' 23-20 victory at New England. Geno Smith was 33 of 44 for 327 yards and a TD.
Put the ball in 7 hands, man. That's my mindset. I always you know, dreamed about these moments growing up. It's a dream come true just to be here. So whenever I'm in this situation and the game's on the line, I'm so happy and just excited, you know, for those opportunities.
Baker Mayfield threw for a touchdown and ran for another in the Buccaneers' 2016 victory at Detroit. Baker Mayfield threw for a touchdown and ran for another in the Buccaneers' 2016 victory at Detroit.
It's a new season. Still got a lot of games left. But for us, building chemistry and building this resiliency and the culture that we want, this is a huge win for us.
Aiden Hutchinson had 5 sacks for the Lions. C.J. Stroud passed for 260 yards and a touchdown, but the Texans' offense went flat in the second half of their 19-13 win over the Bears.
I definitely know that, you know, Texan football was not what we put on the field today, but, you know, at least in the second half, we'll definitely be better for sure.
Kaimi Fairbairn hit field goals of 56, 47, 59, and 53 yards for Houston. J.K. Dobbins ran for 131 yards, including a 43-yard TD as the Chargers pounded the Panthers 26-3.
We're locked in. Everybody off. Locked in. Nobody making silly mistakes. And you see what we can do, man. We just got to keep getting better. That wasn't our best. We're going to keep getting better.
L.A. gained 219 yards on the ground and held Carolina to 159 total yards. After a week of legal wrangling and accusations, Deshaun Watson threw for 186 yards and ran for the Browns' lone touchdown in an 18-13 downing of Jacksonville.
Just keep everything the main thing. Like I told you guys before, I know who I am. But the ultimate, I have a job to do, and that's to play quarterback for the Cleveland Browns and be the best I can be when I step on the field.
And the Cardinals were 41-10 winners over the Rams as Kyler Murray threw for 266 yards and 3 touchdowns.
We went out there and executed against a good football team. Divisional opponent, home opener. 1-0 in the division. It was a good win.
Arizona receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. had his first 2 scoring receptions. I'm Dave Ferry, AP Sports.